Show.
Wake up with PT.
3BA.
It's time to catch up. That time of the month, Big Show family. Time to catch up with the president of the Ballarat Sportsmen's Association, Bruce Tweedale. Good morning to you.
PT, good morning. Thanks again for having me.
Always an absolute pleasure. And let me tell you, it's going to be a pleasure to have this bloke in town next Wednesday speaking at your annual dinner at the Ballarat Golf Club, 6 o'clock start. Have you got any? Well, we'll get to that shortly.
Yep.
But the special guest, you can go for it.
All right. Our very special guest next Wednesday night is Ted Whitten Jr. Now, I was a bit surprised that Ted had actually played 144 games and he kicks 133 goals. Big name to follow, wasn't he?
He certainly was. And we just happened to have the man, the myth, the legend on the line at the moment, Ted Whitten Jr. Good morning to you, Teddy. Are you there, Ted? Oh, no, he's gone. He must have fallen out in the dip. We've given him
the big lead up.
Hang on, let's see if we can get him back up on the line. Because I can't afford to pass up an opportunity to talk to Ted Whitten Jr. Let's see if we can get him back on the line. Come on, Teddy.
Sorry about that.
Ted Whitten Jr., good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm very well, my friend. You're obviously in the car and we lost you there for a moment. That's great to have you on the show. An absolute pleasure and an honour, and appreciate your time this morning.
Wonderful. Really looking forward to coming up to Ballarat next week. And it's taken us a while because of COVID. We haven't been able to do that, but now we're right and we're clear to go.
Absolutely. Mate, what was it like growing up in the big, big footsteps of your father, Teddy Whitten Sr.?
Well, it was a lot of fun, actually, to be honest. I was an only child, and to be living with my dad, who was a football superstar, I suppose you could call him, was great because I was very proud of him and had the ability to be able to go to all the Bulldogs training sessions and train with the players and also watch Dad play on a weekend and also go along to all the sporting events and meet all the celebrities and international sporting stars. It was just a fantastic upbringing for a young fellow.
And I guess football became your destiny, didn't it?
Well, yeah, I started playing footy when I was young in the under-14s when I was about 8 years of age. And I think I always wanted to play footy, although, you know, as I got older, there was a bit of pressure leading up to when I was drafted by the Bulldogs. And I was never concerned about, you know, whether I made the big grade or not. I just enjoyed playing. And, yeah, obviously I was keen to play with the Bulldogs if I was good enough to do so.
Yeah. Your old man gave a fair few sprays in his time. Did you ever cop one off him as a kid?
No, not really. He had a way of communicating with me. He used to come and watch me play in the juniors of a morning before he went to his Bulldog commitments in the afternoon. And one little story was he used to hide behind a tree so he wouldn't be seen. And he always used to tell me that I wasn't working hard enough, I wasn't running hard enough. You know, because only under 16 or whatever, I used to be able to just get a kick when I wanted to, but I didn't push myself too hard. And he said, well, when I whistle, I want you to run harder to the next position. And so he started doing this whistling, and all I could ever hear was whistling all the time. Every time I got the ball, there was a whistle. When I got rid of it, there was a whistle. And he was whistling all throughout the game. And in the finish, I just turned around and I labelled him behind the tree. I said, hey, you, Ted Whitten behind the tree, get lost. And so, yeah, I whistled again. But that's how he used to communicate with me and get me to work harder on the footy field.
That's absolute gold. And I'm sure you've got more stories like that to impart this coming Wednesday night, Ted Whitten Jr. Mates, just before we let you go, speaking of sprays, have you got an opinion on what's going on at North Melbourne at the moment with David Noble and his spray with the players and then having to come out and apologise? Because I know your dad would never have apologised.
Yeah, well, without knowing what was actually said to the younger players there, it's difficult to comment. But I'm just disappointed it all comes out in the media, actually, because a lot of that stuff's kind of in private and it's directed at players individually, I know, and certainly not the first time that a footy team has been given a spray by the coach. I've been through a lot of them individually by some of the coaches that I played with over the years, and certainly it can be very personal and it hits home, but the whole idea of it is to make you work harder and play better football. But yeah, I was surprised when he came out and apologised, and you know, it hit the headlines, but pretty sad because the Shinboners are going through a bit of rough patch at the moment, aren't they, with the way they're playing?
Yeah, they certainly are. Hey, Teddy Whitten Jr., the Legends game is an absolute legend in itself, and of course it's raised much-needed funds over the years into prostate cancer research, of course, which your dad sadly passed away from.
Yeah, that's right. Legends game started in 1996, and we only thought it would go for 2 or 3 years, and it was a great way to commemorate Dad's memory. And it's been going for, 26 years, I think it's been going for. So it's been an amazing tool for us to be able to promote prostate cancer awareness and you know, let a lot of men around Australia know that it's pretty crucial that they go and get tested on an annual basis. So it's been a great game for the EJ Whitten Foundation.
Absolutely. Ted Whitten Jr., appreciate your time this morning. I know how valuable it is, and we look forward to having you up here in Ballarat next Wednesday night.
Great, Paul. Look forward to it, mate. Thank you.
Awesome. Great to chat with a legend, Ted Whitten Jr. Bruce Tweedale. Yep. He's going to have some cracking stories to tell around the campfire next Wednesday night at the golf club, and I'm sure that seats have been selling very quick. Do you have any left?
Well, we've still got a few, PT, and I'd also like to just say that we're honouring our very, very first club president going back to 1960.
Wow.
Arthur Martin.
Yep.
Arthur Martin was our first president. He's a life member, and he won the 1947 store gift. He was also a Ballarat businessman, a Shire of Ballarat president, and a very well-known sporting personality. And I'd like to thank Trudy and George Kanarakis, along with life member Bruce Volpeed, for their support on this night. Trudy, of course, is Arthur's daughter.
Yes, yes. I did actually know that, believe it or not.
There you go.
School's not in for me today.
So it should be a good night. If anyone would like to come along, soulless tickets or a table of eight, 0448 366 037.
And
love
we'll
to see you there.
We'll get all those details, of course, onto the Big Show page at 3ba.com.au through the course of the morning. Bruce Tweedale, always great to catch up. And the month rolls by so quickly. We'll talk to you again next month.
Thanks very much, PT.